Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Kostaki Economopoulos with the NFL wrap-up. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
Oh, Tim, you are so incredibly hard to buy a gift for. I hope you like it.
Oh, thanks, Lo.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television.
I've got my favorite
it's
one.
Not that sexy.
Oh, God.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker in for Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room. Josh Arnold in the sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby running the buttons. On the ones and the twos, there's Willie Griswold.
Yo.
I'm Chick McGee at the beautiful compound. There's Tom Griswold. And Tom, we have a special guest. Is that right?
Yeah, we're getting fed audio from all kinds of different places. Mr. McGee is home at his residence, as is Mr. Economopoulos at a different residence. Kostaki joins us from beautiful Southern California. Kostaki, you wanted your L.A. Rams to win, and they did. However, Mr. McGee picked Cincinnati, and he was given 4 points by the bookies, and so he is, in fact, a winner. And Chick, do you want to tell Kostaki your record for the playoffs?
Yeah, against the spread, 11-2.
Amazing.
I had a stellar run for that. I was just giving away money on the Bob and Tom Show. Here you go. Here. Go ahead.
That's a really amazing record against the spread. Kudos, man. That's cool.
Well it takes some brains to be this stupid all the time. You know that. Okay.
Now, Kostaki, before we get to the NFL, the football aspect of it anyway, did you have a favorite commercial in the Super Bowl?
I liked Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen for Lay's.
Oh, potato chips. I like
those guys.
Oh, my God.
It was a little corny, but I like those two guys together.
Oh, it was great with the scary-looking bride. The monster. Yeah, what'd you call the monster bride, Josh?
Well, it was a Class 3 poltergeist, for sure.
A Class 3 poltergeist. whatever the hell that means.
Well, I believe Josh will take up my cause in this about how stupid and hack that commercial was. Josh?
I would have rather just seen those two guys talking. I thought it was overproduced and unnecessary. Those two guys are so good. Let them chat about how they like chips.
Wow.
No reason, no reason to do what they do.
I would have thought that would have been one of your favorites.
Yeah, you would have.
The topic, chips.
Chips.
It's got chips in it. It's got ghosts.
On paper, it should have been.
What did you think about the... were you ever a Sopranos watcher?
A little bit, yeah.
I thought that was just brilliant. The reproducing the beginning of The Sopranos. But I guess if you'd never watched the show, it wouldn't have much of an effect on you. But
right. I was doing a Manning watch for you. Did we get hit the under on that one?
No. There were five before the first half.
There were five?
I don't remember those five. I remember one with Peyton Manning. I don't remember seeing any of the brothers.
They were definitely in
at the very beginning. There's one where they're throwing footballs at each other in the basement and Archie comes down. They're both wearing identical pajamas.
One. So that's one. I remember the one that I saw.
They're in the bowling alley.
So it's two then.
Then there's the one where it's the puppet of Peyton, the claymation one.
It's not a puppet or claymation. It's a small claymation. So that's three, and that's three then. That's it.
And then there was a Caesars ad with
right.
all of them.
And they were all in there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Four. And I don't have them written down, but yeah, they were. It was over five total.
Well, that was okay. Four. All right. We got four just now. That's not over five.
Look, everyone knows.
The game was two halves.
You said there was five in the first half. That's not five.
He just can't remember the other one.
Oh, my God.
We got to watch the game again.
We have two Toms going at each other in that end of the room.
I can't wait to see Tom Brady in the new Jurassic Park. That'll be fun, too.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Old.
Boy, that'd be good.
I think Peyton
if his head...
One of the gambling commercials.
He won't eat people, though. It's against his diet.
It's true.
Well, my favorite joke of the football season, Kostaki, comes from you. You know which one I'm talking about Tom Brady?
No, Tom Brady. He's stepping away from football to spend more time with carbs.
Oh, God, I love that joke. It's just a thing of beauty. Well, back to the actual game. What your thoughts, Kostaki?
Well, I'm excited the Rams won. It felt like Stafford and Beckham were at NFL fantasy camp. This is what it's like to play for a real-life professional football team. You know, I'm so happy for Stafford after all those tough years with the Lions. You know, he kind of lived the dream that we all have. Whatever your walk of life is, you have this. If I could get out of this place, I could really make it, you know. It changed things. Flint Water has asked for a trade. You know, they think they could be great somewhere else. Now the Rams can turn to making plans for their next first round pick in 2040. That's coming right up. It might be Van Jefferson's baby who was just born. Jefferson's wife was rushed from the stadium to the hospital to have a baby. That's pretty cool. Odell Beckham is due any day now, too. What happened? Did they use Eli Apple for birth control? Is that what happened? He had a tough day in the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys... Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, sorry. I don't know. I think that's on us, though. We
is he the
know.
One yeah. that dropped the... Did he drop the ball?
No, he's the one who didn't cover the receivers very well. Poor Cooper Kupp had a hell of a day. Two scores, one cup. That was a good day.
We get that. We get that one.
Hey, Kostaki, have they identified the jackass that ran out in the field in his sweatpants?
Yes, he was a player who was inactive. It was a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary dadness, I believe. He was wearing socks with sandals.
And hey, guess what? I think he was on the Washington football team roster at some point.
Oh, is that right?
Hargraves or something? Yeah,
that's right.
He was just happy to not be called a commander anymore. So
that's funny. Yeah. By the way, they think they might get rid of Dan Snyder. This could be your best year ever. Right?
I know. Yeah, but the bad news is, I got to put up with Commanders the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's so true.
Commanders.
Yeah, there you go.
Very nice. They've been the Commanders for 5 minutes. Is there already a mutiny?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be.
So, halftime show brought to you by Pepsi, but spiked with Hennessy. It was very specific. Dr. Dre opened. Boy, I hope Belichick didn't text congrats on the halftime show to Dr. Demento.
Now, Kostaki, did you workshop that? Did you walk around the house going, hey, who's the most famous doctor that you know? Come on, give me a doctor.
I do have choice. Dr. Seuss, Dr. Who, Dr. J.
Dr. Oz.
Yeah. I think Dr. Demento was an excellent choice.
I knew it would work with you guys.
Yes. That's exactly
it's a broad
right.
enough appeal.
I particularly
for
love
America.
That Belichick would have Demento's number.
That's funny. No. That's funny.
Excellent. Hang on a second. You know who Dr. Demento is?
No.
Oh, he ran it.
Of course not.
He runs a. he's a collector of novelty songs.
Oh, okay.
He's literally the world's expert on at least English novelty songs.
Wow.
He's good when you have
he's
to
the man that
the
discovered Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, okay.
Anybody under 40.
All those weird songs. One of the Bob and Tom songs has actually appeared in a Dr. Demento album.
Has it really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's good.
Yeah, I get a check for like 17 cents every couple of years.
Get enough of those.
I got to admit, man, when I heard shaving cream, I lost my mind when I was like 12 years old.
Demento does a great public service, and I bet Belichick loves him. The perfect choice, Kostocki. Excellent joke writing, as always.
One time he played Tears in Heaven, though, and he was charged with malpractice. It was against what he normally see.
Violates him.
That's a really
polished that joke. Really, he went to me played Weird Al's parody of Tears in Heaven.
No, it's super deep.
It was Weird Al dressed up as a rabbi. It just offended people all over the place.
And Dan Fan.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
I'm sorry, Kostocki. Back to the jokes.
I'm sorry. We had a surprise guest in the halftime show. It was like putting on an old coat and reaching into your pocket and finding 50 Cent. Am I right? Sorry to even say that one with a straight face. Brian Flores is adding another chapter to the lawsuit. He claims to have applied for the job of Eminem, but wasn't taken seriously, which, you know, that's... Beckham had a non-contact injury. I get those all the time. I'm pretty much a pro athlete, I guess. Sometimes yeah. I wake up and my back hurts. I didn't even know there was no contact. Eric Dickerson didn't go to the Super Bowl because the Rams offered him tickets up in the rafters.
Yeah.
Quit your bitching, wear your goggles, enjoy the game. Be fine. What are you doing? I went to the NFL shop at the NFL Experience this week, and they were selling these little tiny Falcon shirts for babies. Is that considered child abuse?
They're not good.
But when you're a Falcon fan, you might as well start drooling in the fetal position early, I guess. And I talked to the people. I went with Willie. I talked to the people in the personalized jersey section. And for years, they have a 12-letter limit on the last name on the back of the jersey. But this year, the guy winced but said they could do Economopolis.
Wow.
13 letters.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I'm happy to see they're no longer trying to keep a Greek man down.
So wait a second. Did you get one?
I didn't because it's a Bengals or Rams. I didn't, but yeah. It looks like they've changed the policy. They refuse to rainbow it. They won't put it on arc because it's a bar that's already pre-made, but he said they could squeeze it in. So I was like, okay. No.
They refuse to rainbow it? There are some bakeries here that do that.
That's the great joke. Not for your wedding.
Hey, Kostocki, as you might imagine, Jess Hooker has had many problems trying to get personalized jersey from the NFL.
Up until, a couple of years ago.
But now there's a player, a couple of players named Hooker.
Well, there was Fair Hooker.
Cleveland Browns.
That's right. Cleveland Browns.
And I understand he was pretty good at the bus station.
Oh, okay.
Never overcharged, never looked at his watch.
Yeah. Average. Yeah.
There's a Blues player now, St. Louis Blues, my favorite hockey team, named Joshua. last name Joshua, so I've got to get that jersey,
gotta
right?
Get it. Oh, yeah.
Or that sweater, right?
What are you, three? You're going to put your first name on the jersey?
I didn't mean to bother you, Jeff.
Why don't you put your bus number on there? What are you, a little baby? You want your bus number on there?
Yeah. Joshua's not a dirty word. We're working on hookers over here, okay? Come on.
I guess I won't do it.
So, Kostaki, can you go online and get one then for the Falcons?
That's what I think I learned this week. I think that's true, but I'm not sure because they were there. They were physically do it there. I'm not sure if that was an exception or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, any other observations?
We can do one closer here. Cooper Kupp won the Super Bowl MVP. He was also named Offensive Player of the Year. Offensive Coach of the Year, still John Gruden. Good night, everybody.
Words are funny.
That might be some offensive things.
Yes, sir.
So, Kostaki, when I know that Chick was telling me once that if you work at ESPN, apparently 80% of their content has to be NFL. So obviously,
80, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, even in the off season.
So
yes,
in the middle of July. What is the next big NFL event?
Well, there's the combine. It's coming up pretty soon, and then there's a big flurry of some of the big names get moved around in March. Usually, March is really big news.
So, can we count on an update from you in about a month?
Yeah, I think so. That's probably about right. I'll go take a little break and then I'll come back and we'll talk about, Aaron Rodgers, where he's going to, we'll probably know that in a few weeks.
Wow. So
there'll be some big stories for sure. Okay.
Now, I want to remind everybody that Mr. Economopoulos, Thursday, February 24th at Chasers Bar and Grill, Evansville, Indiana. Then Friday, you'll be at Jasper's Astra Theater. And then Saturday, the 26th, the LaPorte Yacht Club. Very fancy. And
yeah,
then you'll be in Greater Cleveland on Cuyahoga Falls coming up in March. Also, Kennesaw, Georgia, Peoria, Illinois, and Minot, North Dakota, all coming up for Kostaki.
I'm excited.
In person.
I'm getting back out there. I might be the best I've ever been on stage, and I'm certainly enjoying it the most I ever have.
So that's great.
Do you attribute that to the nudity or to the joke?
I think it was being trapped in my home for a year. I think that focuses the mind a little bit on enjoying the process.
Absolutely.
Probably got your wife working really hard to get you booked.
Yeah, that's right. That's true, actually. I always thought that one of the big challenges for me in my interpersonal relationships was that I was gone a lot, and then I was home for a year, and I realized my being gone is the key to the whole operation.
Yes. A lot of people figured that out.
Honey, I need some valuable time out of here. Yes. All right?
Let me miss you.
So, Kostaki, yes. Before we go, first of all, you did a great job this season. Really great stuff. Bravo to you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Also, if people want to participate in the Kostaki Economopoulos World of Sports, you go to a place called All Pro Lines.
Yeah, any of the big major social media at All Pro Lines, come join us. It's football jokes and memes. We'll downshift a little now that it's post Super Bowl, but we're not going away. We'll be around, like you said. There's football news, 365 days a year. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man.
Bye.
See
ya.
And now, Chick McGee at the sports desk. It's back to you, sir.
What? Well, my intern here is
look at the doggy.
Keeping me.
Little Rubers.
Hi, sweetie. Hi.
Oh, she's so sweet.
The most poorly behaved dogs you've ever met.
They're
all heart. I love them.
That's right. They do exactly what I say they should do at all times. About 36 million U.S. households, representing more than one in four U.S. homes, watched the Super Bowl this year, according to analysis from reports from Samba TV, whatever the hell that is. They are the leading listen to this, Tom, the leading global provider of omni-screen advertising and analytics.
What does that mean?
Omni-screen. That's all the screens,
meaning streaming and regular TV. And
oh, got it.
Right, cool. Everything.
That makes sense.
That means one in four United States adults watch the Super Bowl. That's 25% of people had the Super Bowl. That is up, a couple million from the... They're almost certain it's going to be a record-setting Super Bowl this year, up over 114 million.
Wow. And with gambling going up and up and up, it'll always be more.
But Tom, there today, right? Or actually, yesterday was the lowest production in United States business and industry. It could cost an average business. Collectively, it costs United States income $6.5 billion.
These stats are BS.
In lost productivity.
No, it's like every year, jackasses, whatever it is, a Christmas grace and whatever, remember, they always go, oh, the men's basketball tournament costs productivity. BS.
It's people Challenger.
Challenger, whatever the hell it is. People have to have real lives.
Yeah, morale says a lot.
Yeah, have a little fun at work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it gets so cold around March. If I don't have basketball to watch, I don't know if I'm going to make it till April, to be honest.
That's no joke.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have something.
You have to have a little fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, if you watch basketball, babies will die. What?
Yeah.
I will say, it did affect my productivity on air, because last year I was in here making parlays for March Madness on that day of. It's very fun.
It didn't affect your productivity.
You're giving me that. Okay. Mr. Joshua Tree over there, getting jersey on the back.
And now Willie's arguing with me about Peyton Manning commercials.
It's three. The count was three. There's an official count.
This guy's wrong. No. I personally saw... he's not counting the promo for the NFL. He's not counting the one...
Because that's not a commercial. That's not a commercial, the promo for the NFL.
Okay. He said appearances.
That must count.
Splitting hairs.
No, now, the cartoon one, I would give a half, because... Technically, he wasn't in it.
He was the star of it.
He was not.
He? At the very end. Remember the very end?
Okay. You're delusional.
Biggest laugh. Yeah.
And by the way, now we're also debating who the oldest celebrity to appear in a commercial was.
It's how old is Shatner?
How old is Shatner?
I don't know.
90.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He's in his 90s.
He was in a commercial? Somebody said Willie Nelson did a Skechers commercial, and he was 88.
Okay,
right. And Willie was in one. That's right.
Love Skechers.
I thought Shatner had a brief appearance in one of them. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't there one that had a whole bunch of... Okay, well, we'll have to figure all this out.
Yeah, I thought Shatner was in a commercial when he messed his pants. Isn't that right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then he has to go...
Planet Fitness.
Yes. And he goes where many men have gone before, in their Levi's. That's
right. And then he has to ask his assistant named Scott, and he says, clean me up, Scotty.
That was rough.
And then can you do that
as
accent?
He's cleaning him up, they go, Shatner's kind of a nickname then, isn't it?
Yeah, put the Shatner.
Pat, can you do the Scotty accent?
I can't. I can't do a Scottish accent.
All right.
Free play. Look, Tom's pissed. You can't do it.
Yeah. You could have tried.
I can't do it.
There you go. Very good. Very good.
What was that?
That was vaguely Eastern European.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.